Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. The time is 7:04. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice that this meeting was published in November 29, 2018, issues of the Nutley Sun, Herald News, and Star Ledger. Copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
Both present, Mayor.
This is the biggest boss of disingenuous people I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I've been dealing with him for years.
I'll let him know that first thing. From all of us.
We have there, Commissioner.
I think I only have a couple resolutions on tonight. I'll try yours, Tom. We have an amendment of resolution for appropriated funds from account to for police dispatchers, course of guard uniforms and equipment. Then I have appointment of Jennifer Gardner to Deputy Board Administrator. They help, huh? Effective June 16, 2019. I have to say she's really stepped up and doing a great job there. Authorizing 22 employees to donate sick leave to Linda Buell, employee of the Department of Public Safety. And just before I read that resolution, this is something that we've kind of done with a lot of rules and regulations to that. And, you know, as far as employees being able to donate some time, but Linda Buell has had some health challenges, and I think it's just extraordinary circumstances, and that's why we're doing it this time. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have, I don't have any reports. We do have the normal bills tonight. I do have the three bond ordinance introductions for tonight. One's covering roadways, the other is for the water utility, the other is general operating. I also have a few resolutions. One is a capital budget amendment, which we have to read tonight, well, given the adjustments. I want to thank you all for relooking at your capital and lowering it. In total, we've lowered capital of $350,000, so thank you for contributing. I have a refund. I also have the temporary budget authorization for the water utility tonight, property tax exemption for a disabled war vet, and also our main banking, where we did an RFP and we're awarding our main banking services to Investors Bank.
What is that? I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, so when we collect taxes, the operating account.
Okay.
It's just a general operating account, mm-hmm. and the money market. We had for years was at TD, and we went through an RFP process back in January, went through interviewing processes, and investors has offered us the best deal, which is the best deal for the taxpayers. A higher rate of interest, no fees, armored car service, and so on that really benefits. But when you looked at them all together and you went through all the banks, they were the ones that stood out. So we're transferring the relationship from TD to investors. It doesn't affect, there's multiple accounts, but it just affects.
Right, are they picking up the cost of any services, processing payroll and all that?
All of it.
So they're all in, so they're doing
everything. They're all in. So, yeah, exactly. You know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that main core, we're getting a better deal.
Good.
Okay.
That's the next one.
So, I'll tell you how much. So that's all I have, Mayor. Also, I just said need to read. We had the emergency meeting, and we had the three resolutions for the temporary budget to continue to operate because we needed to pay some bills before this meeting. So I just want to put on the record that we have those resolutions, and that's what we did. And that was the only business that was conducted during that meeting as well. Okay?
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Rockers?
Thank you, Mayor. I have a resolution authorizing the municipal clerk to advertise for sealed bids for a collection of our renewal of our solid waste and vegetative waste, etc.
Thank you.
I have no agendas this evening, but I do have a shade tree report, and basically I'm here for the good company.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
What, no coffee?
But I was going to coffee.
I'm a tea drinker now. Oh, I switched.
I have an ordinance introduction for the reconstruction of Grant Avenue, which is through a DOT loan, a DOT grant. I have a couple of resolutions. One is to authorize various raffles. Another is to 1-year extension with Integrity Recycling for our recycling vendor. Another one's going for sealed bid for Grant Avenue. And then authorize a liquor license for GLO, which is Bella Luce. And that, I believe, is all I have.
Mayor, one point that I forgot to mention. I was on the phone this evening trying to follow up on our state aid. And so while the budget's been passed, it'll be a few more weeks yet before they know where they went. The budget adopted didn't grant any new revenue to cover the expenses. So we're basically working through the aftermath of all of that. So. I haven't gotten, so as of now, we don't have permission yet to adopt our budget.
Thank you, Commissioner. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor, we have executive session minutes for approval from April to June, and then we have a couple applications. One is for St. Mary's for Social Affair. Nutley Double Columbus Day Parade wants to have the Columbus Day Parade. And Holy Family Church has submitted an application for a social affair permit. And that's it. Alan, can we read these three together, the three communications? Or
just explain what they are, and you can read more and just put them together.
Okay.
Counselor?
I have nothing there.
No. Can you update us in public on where we are with prison?
Yeah, sure. We can, without revealing any confidential information.
We're
still negotiating with them on issues related to traffic impacts and overall development. On our next meeting, we're going to have a presentation in executive related to a potential build on the Nutley side. Other than that, it's been relatively quiet. You want to talk about yesterday? We met yesterday with prison and with a company that brings in a assisted living facility that wants to put it on the property south of Kingsland. 190-bed facility. Seems to be very nice and modern. They have they have 8 other locations in New Jersey, plus one they just got approved for. So you'll have an opportunity to go view there's one in Paramus, there's one in Tenafly. Take a look at it. Just very preliminary. It's a long process. They have to get approval from the state. In addition to your approval, if we decide to go that way.
How long is the process?
Probably 2 years to 2.5 to get it finished. Because of what happens is, even if we had a redevelopment agreement with them, and you approve the rezoning of it, it went to site plan. If you approve it, then they have to do construction plans and submit the construction plans. Sorry, guys. This was clearly confiscated his phone, but
nice job.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
So what happens is then it goes to DCA, they have to approve the construction plans. It takes 8 to 10 months for them to review that. Then if they have changes, they have to go back. And then there's also some DEP issues regarding the stream that they have to deal with.
It sounds similar to, like, if you're going to build a school, you got to go back and forth to get the approvals.
Oh, yeah. It's a process. But they're willing to do it. They like the site. They like Nutley. So there's a lot to go on, about what kind of deal there may be to be made, what the tax ratables are going to be. But you just met the one person with DS. So we'll see. That's just the beginning. We'll present to you some information formally on that.
And did they ever speak about any extensions with any of the other people that are going to go there? Well, I need a short executive.
Oh, all right. We go into more detail. Okay. We'll do a more detail then.
Yeah.
I have, other than that, there's nothing else.
Motion to go to executive four.
Contract negotiations, personnel.
Need a motion? Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into close executive session, discuss contract negotiations and personnel matters. Here, for the result of the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when as such disclosure may be made with adversity affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal personnel contract matters and other matters between the exceptions required by statute. Commissioner Rogers? Commissioner Tucci? Commissioner Evans?
Yeah. You should whisper.
Commissioner Petracco?
I'm not here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Time is 7:15.